4:50.
Good morning. We now turn to a new siman in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And other than how to wake up in the morning, it's the first time we encounter a biological or natural reality and how to shape that in halakhic life. And as a small preface, a lot of the halachot that come up in this siman can seem a little uncomfortable, strange, almost debasing and beneath the dignity of a religious system of law. It's about how to behave in the bathroom, how to treat the body when it comes to relieving oneself. And there are, I will be up front, there are parts of this that I will skip and leave to your imaginations or to your learning on your own time. But the things that I think are pertinent to our age, we will look at. Halacha Aleph, Yargil at Atzma lefanot et Atzma erev avoker. Person should be accustomed to relieving themselves in the morning and in the evening, shuz rizut and nikiyut, because that is a form of preparedness and hygiene. And what strikes me, at least just to begin with, that we're being told that we should relieve ourselves in the morning and the evening, is that it's strange to kind of put this on a rhythm or a schedule. Often you relieve yourself when you need to relieve yourself. And the suggestion at the beginning here is that actually we should try to align our bodies with ritual, with a schedule, and we should submit our bodies to our will rather than the other way around. And I'll notice that I didn't actually translate this right. Erev Avoker doesn't mean morning and evening, but evening and morning. And when do we use that terminology to describe that schedule?
Shema.
Religious life, halachic life. And I think in the same way that we accept the yoke of heaven, Erev Avoker, we are asking our bodies to accept our yoke and the yoke of our will, as opposed to us the other way around. We begin the evening, we begin the morning by saying to our bodies, I'm not going to be submitting to your will, you're going to be submitting to mine. And tomorrow, we'll have to discuss what to do when the body resists.
Yadir.